Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now, what do you do when your spouse goes behind your back and makes special deals with the kids and tells them not to tell you? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, When Do I Pull the Plug on Our Marriage? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And as always, this podcast is for educational purposes, and of course it cannot be a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Mary, and Mary hails from North Carolina, and she writes, are there circumstances under which parental undermining by a spouse, when all of your advice to Tony, and Tony is the mother of two you referenced in your podcast, My Husband Undermines My Parenting, when all that advice has been tried, that warrant breakup of a marriage? My spouse goes behind my back and grants the children's requests for things he and I already agreed not to grant. He admits he told the kids to keep quiet, not to upset me. I don't know what to do. We've seen two therapists, and my spouse agrees to support me. One specific suggestion about taking cell phones away went unheeded, and the therapist failed to reiterate her suggestion when I brought it up. I got duped by both of them, and I feel like therapy is a waste of time. Ah, brother. So, Mary, thanks for your question. And it's important because divorce is a big deal. So knowing that, how do you know if your situation is hopeless and you'll never be able to be reasonably healthy partners as parents, as leaders of the household in general, and of course be able to share affection and caring for each other and have some fun together? So, how do you know? Well, divorce is a very personal decision, and some individuals will stick it out. They'll stick out an unrewarding marriage to spare the kids the experience of going through divorce and living in two households. You know, some people simply know that they're done. The marriage isn't working for them. It's not gonna work. And they've moved on emotionally. They no longer envision a life with the other person. And the thought of being divorced offers a feeling of relief, and they don't have any doubt or second thoughts. If there is abuse and it's causing trauma and your limits and boundaries aren't being honored, well, that would be time to go. Sometimes a person will realize that they simply married the wrong person. Perhaps they were too young when they married, and when they grew up, realized that their partner's goals and values, their lifestyle, simply doesn't work for them. In those cases, divorce seems like a challenging but necessary, or at least an understandable choice. But when someone is wondering about divorce, more often, the situation lives in a gray area. What if I did things differently? What if I could communicate my needs differently? What if I let go of their faults and accepted some of the issues that bother me? Could I enjoy them and be okay with them then? What if we did therapy together? What if they got into therapy? Maybe they could change. Well, here is how you can lift the fog and get to a place with greater clarity. Relationship and family dysfunction always lives in a negative pattern, a predictable pattern with poor and often destructive outcomes. So, first, Mary, we have to figure out how we're participating in the negative pattern. When a negative pattern involves kids, I call it the control battle or the beast. And when it involves a couple, I call it the negative cycle. But either way, it's a stuck negative pattern in which we participate. We're generally pretty clear about what our partner is doing that's upsetting to us and is wrong behavior. We're less aware of what we're doing that encourages their negative behavior. And mind you, that's different than causing their behavior, because we all need to take responsibility for our own behavior. But in negative cycles or control battles, each person sees their behavior as a justifiable response to the other person's behavior. I do this because you do that. I get upset because you go behind my back. We tend to forget that we're 50% of the relationship, and that's a heck of a lot of influence in any situation. So, step one is to figure out what our participation in the pattern is. And that's not always easy to do, but here are a couple of hints about how to discover it. Our participation in a negative cycle or a control battle is generally emotional, reactive, and assumes we can't simply engage our partner or kids with openness, clarity, and authenticity. So our participation is one of three things: passive and avoidant, upset and angry, or enabling and not setting healthy personal limits. Our participation can be different ones of those at different times. For instance, you know, you tolerate a negative behavior, staying supportive until you're completely depleted and then blow up. So, once you see where you are in the pattern, find a healthy alternative. Okay, easier said than done, but here are some healthy alternatives right now. Respond, don't react. Respond without hostility or avoidance, but with respect, honesty, clarity, and authenticity. When we're engaging on a difficult issue, we need to make quality statements and ask quality questions. Let me explain. This, in general, is a way to improve communication. So we can all benefit from just thinking about this very simple idea. Very often we make statements that are close-ended. They're statements that take a position of righteousness or simply a declaration, such as, "I can't believe you did that," or, "You said you wouldn't do that anymore and you did it again." These statements don't invite a quality conversation. When the other person responds, their response will be a defensive or an argumentative response. A quality statement is not close-ended and invites the other person's point of view. For instance, "I thought we had an understanding that we were going to remove the kids' phones for a few days, and you've given them back their phones. Help me understand where you're coming from." Or, for instance, "I thought you said you were going to cook dinner tonight and it's getting late. Is that still your intention?" So a quality statement invites the other person into the conversation and assumes there might be other information or other points of view that you aren't thinking about. It doesn't mean the other person is right, but it invites the conversation to go deeper. A quality statement is often followed by a quality question. All right, so what's a quality question? Well, first, let me show you what a poor quality question is, which is often a statement disguised as a question, such as, "Why did you do that?" Or, "Can't you ever keep an agreement?" A quality question is one where you actually want to know the answer, And you assume the other person has information you need. So a quality question to a teenager might be, I thought we had an agreement that you would do your homework before any gaming, and I didn't see you doing any homework, and you're gaming. Can you help me understand why that is? The teenager is likely to say, I didn't have any, or I only have a little and I'll do it later. Then the parent can respond appropriately without inviting a fight while teaching respectful communication. So, Mary, you're asking about whether or not your situation is hopeless and whether you need to pull the plug on your marriage. Is your personal relationship with your husband any better than your parenting relationship? Is there any fun and affection in your relationship? That would have to be a factor in your decision, I would think. Divorce is not going to improve your parenting relationship. You can get co-parenting counseling after divorce, or you can see if counseling with the two of you now can work. I agree. Your husband going behind your back and telling the kids to keep a secret from you is totally messed up. It puts the kids in the middle, triangulating them, and that's destructive to kids. And it's pretty unpleasant for you, too. So, Mary, in your question, you say your husband tells the kids not to say anything to you so you won't get upset. So, my wild guess is that you getting upset and your husband's going behind your back and the kids ending up in the middle and probably manipulating is the dysfunctional pattern in your family. Now, your couple's therapist might be overwhelmed by your frustration, and maybe you'll even show it as anger. And overwhelmed by your husband's avoidance, maybe victimhood and sabotage. So here is what I advise you to do. Go to your next appointment and bring your best self along. The self that's ready to make quality statements and ask quality questions. The first issue to ask about is the dysfunctional pattern in the family. Ask the therapist how they see it. If my wild guess is correct, or if it's something different, then ask about your role in the negative pattern specifically and what it would look like if you were dealing with the behaviors your husband and the kids present in a healthy way. Now, with that information, and it's going to be hard not to get defensive, but you're asking the right question if you ask that. And so be open. We all have something to learn. So be open. And with that information, you can go to work on growing those skills. When you are bringing those skills and the more positive mindset that goes along with those skills to your family, let's see what you get from your husband then. If nothing changes, and there's no nourishment in the relationship for you, you might want to end your marriage. On the other hand, if you are no longer participating in a negative cycle or a control battle, no guarantees, but it could be a happy surprise. But either way, you'll be a happier, less frustrated, more positive individual, and if you can get that, well, heck, that's worth the effort. So, listeners, when we're frustrated with our children or our partner, it may be time to ask the question, what are we doing that might be evoking the behaviors that we loathe? Thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and many thanks to you, Mary, for giving us the chance to respond to your very important question. And I really mean it when I say, please take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You know something? You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.